Skagway's DMV remains closed, leaving businesses and residents limited options for services. And an archaeological study of Skagway's Pious Mission 10 school, plus a multi-million dollar port improvement plan, are on the agenda for this week's Borough Assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Skagway has been without a Division of Motor Vehicles office since mid-February. With few options for nearby service and with the summer cruise season scheduled to begin later this month, both residents and tour companies are struggling to get licensed before the season starts. Borough officials say the hiring process is nearly complete, but training could take months. The Skagway DMV office, located inside the Public Safety Building on State Street, is typically a full-service facility. You can get a real ID, vehicle titles, plates, registration, commercial services, and more. But the office has been closed since mid-February, when the lone worker left to pursue a different career path. Skagway resident Deb Betcher says she realized she needed a new driver's license when she filled out her post office box renewal.
And I thought, oh my gosh, 2 days before my license expires. So I went right down to DMV and found out that we don't have a person here anymore.
If you're at least 68 years old, you'll need an eye test before being issued a new license in Alaska. Without the DMV office, there's no place in town to get one.
Can I go to the clinic and get it done? Nope. I was told I couldn't.
She contemplated a trip to Haines, but she learned that would require an overnight stay. Then she considered Juneau, but with a round-trip flight that cost nearly $400, plus the cost of a cab to the optometrist, she would have had to spend hundreds of dollars and an entire day. Fortunately for Betcher, a traveling optometrist came to town and performed her test. Unfortunately, the form they provided her wasn't accepted by the state DMV website. That's the fallback option for places without a DMV. Jeremy Jansen helps manage Temsco Helicopters in Skagway. The company employs several bus drivers to get tourists from cruise ships to the main office to catch their flights. He says three of their employees needed to go to the DMV to complete paperwork for their commercial driver's licenses. Without an option in Skagway this month, the company got creative.
We had to use a helicopter to get our employees to Haines to use the DMV in Haines. Luckily, just we have the resources as an aviation company to have that option.
Jansen said registering for an appointment through the website was easy enough, but when he went to contact the office in Haines for more information, he couldn't reach anyone by phone or email.
It was difficult to get a hold of the local Haines DMV representative ahead of time, but just once we had somebody just go in, they were extremely helpful.
But many residents and businesses in Skagway don't have people to help in Haines. Skagway's DMV works on a contract basis with the state. The position includes DMV duties and police clerk duties and is paid for by the municipality of Skagway. Police Chief J.J. Reddick is part of the hiring committee. He says it takes time to fill a governmental position.
I had 5 total applicants, so obviously I had to run it for at least 2 weeks. Then I started the background checks on the 5 people so that I could at least rule anybody out that wouldn't pass a background check. And then I set up interviews.
Reddick says the virtual training process could take weeks or even months before the new representative is up to speed and the office is back to operating at full capacity. In the meantime, the voicemail at the Skagway DMV office is turned off and no one will likely answer the phone. If people stop by, they'll be directed to the state website or the Haines or Juneau offices. Reddick is encouraging people to call the state DMV to lodge complaints.
As they get more phone calls, they'll probably push more for trying to help get just a temporary person to come down, at least for a week, 2 weeks.
The first cruise ship is scheduled to arrive in Skagway on April 26th. Skagway this week could take another step closer to performing an archaeological study on the site of the former Pious 10 Mission School, and may approve a multi-million dollar design to improve its waterfront infrastructure. I spoke with Mayor Andrew Cremata on Wednesday for a preview of this week's Borough Assembly meeting, where both topics will be on the agenda. Let's start off with the archaeological assessment of the Pius X Mission School site where, you know, Garden City RV Park is. It looks like there's a bid that's ready to be accepted. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so the assembly directed staff to find someone who can do this ground survey. So the one recommended by staff is the one there in the packet. And I imagine that this is probably going to be a pretty easy decision for the assembly, considering there's been unanimous support from this for the start.
And how much is this survey going to cost the municipality?
Oh, let's see. It was at the most, it was like $111,000. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, that was it. And then how much of that is, you know, is the STC going to absorb a portion of that, or is the municipality on the hook for all of it?
My take on it is that the municipality is the one who are paying for it. They're the property owner at this point. And I think that was the direction from the assembly table, if I'm not mistaken.
And then what sorts of things are they going to be doing? Are they going to use ground penetrating radar? Are they going to section off areas? Is it going to impact the RV park over the summer?
Well, I can answer part of that. It's definitely going to have some impact on the RV park. And I do think that there are going to be, it's going to be done in sections. It's not going to be where the entire park is done at one time. I don't understand the science behind it. That's not my forte. I've always been under the impression there's going to be ground penetrating radar. If there's other debris, is that difficult? Are there going to have to be excavations? Those are good questions that I don't know the answer to.
And when is the start date?
So I think everyone is hopeful that this gets done in June, July, somewhere in that neighborhood. But that is a tentative start date for sure.
Okay. Let's move on to the ore dock development plan. It looks like it's a pretty expensive plan just to draw up designs, $4.5 million in designs. Tell us, you know, a little bit more about what to expect from this plan.
We're talking about our future here. So, and, you know, plans and engineering, they're expensive. Really, these engineering estimates are not out of bounds by any means. They're well within the parameters of what you'd expect for a project of this magnitude. This is setting up Skagway to be one of the premier destinations for the cruise industry for the next 30 to 50 years. We're going to have one of the nicest docks, a dual-use dock, in all of Alaska. And it's an ambitious timeline, and I'm hopeful that the assembly swiftly moves it forward so that we can have that dock in place and ready to accept quantum class vessels in 2024.
And do you have an approximate cost?
Well, I know what it was. It was $48 million before that phase three was added on. But with the phase three that the planning and zoning and the Port and Harbor Committee decided to put on, it raises that cost. So I'm not exactly sure what that final number was.
Okay, so it's going to be over $50 million. And how long is that going to take the municipality to pay? Do we have an idea of how to pay for it?
Well, there's multiple ways it could be paid for. I think, you know, a lot of the conversation we've had has been around revenue bonding. So we're going to have customers that want to use these docks to bring in quantum class vessels, you know, the larger vessels, breakaway class vessels into Alaska here in the coming years. And because we have users, that's guaranteed revenue that's going to come to the municipality for the use of the dock. So when you're looking for a way to pay for it, revenue bonding is a low interest, fantastic way to pay for it because it doesn't come out of taxpayers' pockets. The users are ultimately the ones paying for the construction of the dock.
All right, Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for the assembly preview.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
That was a conversation with Skagway Mayor Andrew Cromata about Thursday night's Borough Assembly meeting. It can be streamed live at 7 p.m. at khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.